Senator Dale Fowler's on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. It's going to be an exciting week. There's a couple of big events coming up, so yeah. I'm excited about it.
And one of those tomorrow. And this, you know, is one of those, what to do this weekend? There's no really big, huge event this weekend, unless you count the fishing derby. Senator Dale Fowler has a fishing derby on the campus of John A. Logan College tomorrow?
That's exactly right. It's going to be from 9 to 11. I've partnered with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and, of course, John A. Logan. They've been so gracious to let me host this there at the campus. And the DNR is stocking the ponds, actually, so there's going to be a lot of fish in there for the kids to catch. I think we're expecting 70-some kids that are going to be coming tomorrow, and we're going to have some great giveaways. And IDNR is actually bringing some rod and reels in case the kids don't have any, and we're going to have a lot of prizes for the kids. So this is the inaugural event that's been on my radar for a couple of years to try to put together, so fortunate to be able to do so.
Very often when I see these type of things, there's a fundraiser or a charity. This is just something you're doing straight out for the kids, Dale?
That's exactly right. This is just strictly for the kids. It's just something that I enjoy doing to help promote the great outdoors that we have here in Southern Illinois and create activities for outdoors to kids to participate in. It's not going to cost them a penny. Great partnerships in this endeavor, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about it. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time.
What time start and where at?
Starts at 9 o'clock there at the ponds there at the campus of John A. Logan.
So you just come in the main lot there? Is that the idea? You come into the main lot?
Yeah, and then right behind the campus, I believe, right in there, Tom.
Right.
You know, there'll be tents set up everywhere, big signs. You won't miss us.
Good. Okay. You know, while we're on the subject of fishing, I've got a lot of my friends, especially tournament fishing, that go in and out of Golconda. Now, they don't have a problem with a standard Ranger bass boat or, you know, one of those 14-foot John boats, right? But the bigger boats do have a problem, and I know you've been talking about this, and in some ideas, I'm getting kind of the idea that you're getting anxious about the arrival of this dredging unit that, way I understand it, the state of Illinois has purchased to be able to work on the Golconda Harbor.
Exactly. This has been another emergency funding operation that we've had to get involved with in the last few months. Our state parks have been neglected throughout the last few years. Budget impasse had a lot to do with it, of course, budget restraints and things. But this is a new beginning, and we're having a lot of great improvements to our state parks. And the Golconda Marina is one of those. The silting in the marina had gotten so severe that the bigger boats weren't able to get into the marina to be able to purchase fuel. In fact, some of the boats that were on the docks that had slips. So the docks were sitting on the bottom of the river because of all the silting. And we were actually, we lost our concessionaire, but due to some emergency funding, we was able to move through IDNR. We were able to get a new concessionaire. IDNR has purchased a dredger, and the Golconda Marina is the first priority for that dredger. They've actually already started a lot of improvements for the docking, but a lot of the docks had somewhat come apart because of years of neglect and no deferred maintenance being able to be done to them. So those improvements are being made. IDNR has hired a new person to work maintenance there at the marina, which is great. So we're able to clean the marina up. And the great thing about it is, Tom, just the positive morale and then the buzz that's going around the marina in Polk County in that area. The slips are running again. Actually, B-Dock is now full, which is they've only had at one time, they only had 7 or 8 boats, I believe, in the entire marina that was running slips. And now we have one dock that's completely full, more coming in. They said the parking lot was packed over the 4th. So we're really excited about it. It's great buzz going around. People are excited that the marina is going to be back into full operation like it once was and deserves to be.
It's interesting. At the beginning of that Golconda, once it was built, Kentucky said, pardon me, that's in Kentucky. The Kentucky border is based on this flood level from whatever year. And so they said, so it's so nice for you to build a marina, but we would like all the taxes collected there because it's Kentucky. That started off just, I mean, that was a heck of a fight. I mean, that was all tied up in at one point. They're saying, well, you know, those river boats, they're in, so what are we going to do about that? I mean, this is an interesting story. And you know what? One of the fishermen at Golconda, they said, if you want to do something for us, when we come to the tournaments, please make sure there's toilet paper. I've talked to people about this for some time, and being able to bring this thing back and get more boats in and out of that, I think a great idea. While we're on the subject of the river, this is a new group, as I understand it, and you have been posted, according to published reports, in a leadership role for the Missouri and Ohio River Confluence Economic Alliance, which doesn't come up with a very good acronym. I tried.
That's a tough one.
MORZIA.
Really excited. I became involved with them a little over a year ago. We started meeting, and what we're doing, we're just developing a regional initiative that we're all partnering together. Those other three states, Tennessee and Missouri and Kentucky, are all on board with our port project. We have letters of support from them. We have all these resources to offer right here in the Midwest, within our four states, and just developing this partnership is actually quite historic. We had legislators from all four states there, myself representing Illinois, to be involved in this, and they've got a lot of great ideas. They have a lot of great resources, and we just want to partner as one because, you know, we're all in this together, and it's really encouraging to see this, Tom, because it's seeing this opportunity, especially at the confluence, that we're just really all trying to capitalize on.
All right, and a lot of this is about Cairo. And I remember the day I'm talking to Brad Cole, of course, the current economic with Illinois Municipal League executive director, and he says, you know, the confluence, the Ohio and Mississippi at Cairo, is the only place where there's a confluence of rivers in the United States where we don't have a major city and major economic impact. He says the only one, and everybody sees the potential if we can just manifest it. We're starting to run out of time here, and there's a couple of other items I wanted to hit with you real quick. We talked about the Fishing Derby, and if you're just joining us, we may get a chance to talk about that again quickly. But you've got two other items that are on your agenda, including junior golf, and you also have, is it Southern Illinois Clothing?
Yes, it's Clothes for Kids. It's my 17th annual Clothes for Kids junior golf event at Shawnee Hills Country Club. It's this coming Thursday, the 18th. As you know, Tom, this is all created from a childhood memory that I had growing up on that farm in El Dorado about how a couple of children were treated because they didn't have proper apparel and wanted to do something about it. And, you know, we start our first year 17 years ago. We helped four or five kids have a complete new wardrobe for school, and the correspondence of helping build confidence and self-esteem within these kids, what we're hearing from the teachers and social agencies that we work with, has been quite incredible. And fast forward 17 years, we're averaging about 600 children a year within 19 counties. And this event is free as well, Tom. It's for kids 4 through 18 years old. They can go to our website, FowlerBonnenFoundation.com. And this is something that about 4 years ago I decided I wanted to make this free to the kids. And we're only able to do that because of the huge support that we have from Southern Illinois, the donated dollars that are coming in. They're seeing these dollars work, Tom, because they see they hear about it, they hear from the teachers and the social agencies that we work with. You know, a lot of these children are able to walk into school now with brand new clothes on and walking side by side with some of the most privileged. And many of these children, this is the first time they've ever had new clothes in their life.
Right. So, hey, we got about 30 seconds. Senator Dale Fowler, I want to hit you, if we can hit this real quick before I let you go. This is tomorrow, 9 a.m., John A. Logan College, Kids Free Fishing Derby. That is tomorrow. Other details you want to share with us, Senator? This is for tomorrow at 9.
Yes, we can still take a few more kids. They can call my office at 618-294-8951. If they want to register their child, we'll have plenty of water for everyone. Of course, we encourage the parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, whoever wants to come out and enjoy the day. The pond's going to be stocked. It's going to be a great time, and we're going to have a lot of great prizes for the kids, a lot of great rewards and awards, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this inaugural event.
Did the people that stock the pond for you, the ones down here in Southern Illinois, or IDNR?
It's Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They will be coming in. They're actually coming in from Springfield with their bus, and they stock the pond, and they bring rods and reels for the kids that don't have it, and they'll help bait a hook. And you're welcome to come and help bait a hook, Tom, if you'd like to.
Sure, I'd like to bait a hook. I don't think I'm going to be able to pass off as a kid. A little too big for that, I think.
Well, I'll work. I'll help you out.
You know, it's going to be, I have to do one of those Tim Conway skits for that to work.